RRS, Museo Reina Sofia Radio Networks.
Archipelago Valdelomar Film Series, Museo Reina Sofia, from March 21st to March 31st, 2011. Experimentation, tactile vision, a panoramic overflow, diaphony, pedagogy, archipelago.
Realmente Archipiélago Valdelomar was designed to confront the idea of Valdelomar as isolated. Chema González, Head of Cultural Activities, Museo Reina Sofía. And present the Granada native as a filmmaker with numerous asynchronous relationships. With the idea of decentralizing Valdelomar in mind, we invited specialists from different areas and disciplines.
Session 1, Documentary and Social Pedagogy, Film Train and the Pedagogical Missions, presented by Maria Garcia Alonso, anthropologist and professor at the UNED. In this session, we wanted to connect the educational effort of the pedagogical missions, film models related to social intervention, which coincided on an international level with the Russian experience championed by Medvedkin's film train. He established a film structure that detected places with some type of labor conflict, with the possibility of bringing about revolutions, not only ideological ones, but also spiritual. He filmed miners when they were asleep during union meetings or drunk. They show that ideology and institutional affiliation aren't incompatible with experimentation in the avant-garde. Lola Hinojosa, film and video archivist, Museo Reina Sofía.
No está en oposición o en contraposición con la experimentación con la vanguardia.
Filmarlos y mostrarle la filmación.
Filming them and showing them the films, evidence that could be used against them in court. The goal of the pedagogical missions was to create an awareness of nationality out of diversity.
A partir de la diversidad.
Session 2, Vibration of Desire, Cinegraphies and Avant-Garde, 1935-1939. This session was presented by Jesús González Requena, and an Orthodox film historian who entered the field of textual theory as a methodology partway between psychoanalysis, Marxism, and iconology. The session featured two very different films.
Cristina Camara, film and video archivist, Museo Reina Sofía.
Rose Hobart by Joseph Cornell and Valdelomar's Vibración de Granada.
Películas donde se hace muy perceptible el deseo.
These are two films that very clearly reveal the greatest desire of the two filmmakers. Here, surrealism is understood as compulsive beauty, ecstatic movement, the staging of desire, all on the fringes of the deconstructive logic of the avant-gardes.
Valdelomar, desde el documental.
From the documentary, Valdelomar is making a lyrical plastic immersion into imaginary spaces, and Joseph Cornell is building one of his first film colleges by appropriating and re-editing an existing film. He didn't even have any relationship with the material in his film.
Ni siquiera ha tenido ninguna relación con la materia de expresión de su film.
Session 3, Other Primitivisms, Flamenco and the Image in Movement, 1953-1955, presented by Pedro G. Romero, artist, researcher, art historian and curator of the exhibition La Noche Española. The session presents Valdelomar, two main films, Aguaspejo Granadino and Fuego en Castilla, Arabesque for Kenneth Anger by Mary Menken, and Herbert Matter's Bailes Primitivos Flamencos, edited by Vicente Escudero.
La banda sonora que...
In the soundtrack, Escudero snaps his fingers and strikes his knuckles against Beruguete's sculptures, like flamenco players hit the table.
Golpeando con sus nudillos las esculturas de Beruguete, como hacen los flamencos con la mesa.
Del flamenco.
From flamenco and Valdelomar's roots.
De Valdelomar.
La meca mística esta que él llamaba, ¿eh?
They call it the mystical Mecca. The first piece that Valdelomar started working on after the war was a mystery play using only sounds. With only a soundtrack, he built a theater piece about the war, Adam and Eve, etc.
Construye una pieza teatral en torno a la guerra, Adán y Eva, el origen.
Los sonidos del
strumming sounds, the tapping of fingernails on wooden boxes.
En las cajas de madera.
El desarrollo, parte del desarrollo de Valdelomar con el audio.
It's the result of Valdelomar's work with mystery plays and sound. He got the idea of working with recorded sound as a narrative element. For example, I remember a scene where a few drops of water are falling on a sink drainpipe, repeating over and over to see if any of the sequences sounded like an Andalusian bulería.
Y otra vez ese goteo de agua sobre el zinc para ver si alguna de las secuencias parecía una especie de bulería, ¿no?
Session 4, Cinema as Experience, Overflows and Expansions, 1960-1980, presented by Esperanza Collado, a researcher focusing on the dematerialization of film projection in different countries and experiences. In the 1940s, Valdelomar talked about a kind of film projected on an endless screen, which would later be called a panoramic overflow. Kubelka, van der Beek and Valdelomar reached a kind of degree zero with Flickr film, and Valdelomar was aware that he wanted to reach the body in some way.
Su intención era llegar al cuerpo, ¿no?, de alguna manera.
Podemos establecer una estrecha relación entre este proyecto.
There was a close relationship between van der Beek's somewhat visionary and utopian project and Valdelomar's overflow and his PLAT, his Pictoluminic Audio-Tactile Laboratory.
Con su laboratorio pictolumínico audiotáctil.
El cuerpo ya no era.
The body was no longer something that the brain had to overcome to reach a total perception of cinema.
Percepción total del cine.
Valdelomar y Stan van der Beek.
Valdelomar and Stan van der Beek shared the same view of the power that this technology had to educate and transform the vision.
Que tenía la tecnología.
Por ejemplo, está el hecho de que, pues, con esa ruptura del espacio unidireccional.
For example, breaking with unidirectional space also broke with the disappearance of the body in film. I think that the expansion of cinema is one of the many symptoms of its dematerialization.
De la desmaterialización del cine.
RRS. Museo Reina Sofía Radio.